The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Now let's turn our attention to the biggest story on all the back pages, particularly on all the English back pages, and that is the stunning performance from Ireland last night where we beat England in the cricket. And I'm delighted to say Kevin O'Brien is with us. Kevin, good morning to you. How the hell are you?
Yeah, I've been better, but I've been worse as well. So, I'm just sitting here overlooking the 18th green in our hotel, just having a cup of coffee. So, just trying to remember and let it sink in what happened yesterday. Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic.
Watching the final ball, you were coming off very calm and very measured, and it was almost like about 45, 50 seconds before actually you ended up kind of going, yeah, it was like you were so in the moment that you hadn't gone completely mad about the fact that you'd just beaten England again.
Yeah, probably that's what I was showing on the outside. Obviously, on the inside, I was absolutely over the moon. But, I suppose when you're in a run chase and, you know, you're coming down to the wire, you know, if you let your emotions kind of get the better of you, obviously, your decision-making isn't as good. So, I mean, whenever I'm chasing runs and I'm batting second, I just try and stay as calm as I can. And obviously, yesterday, getting down to the last couple of balls, and, you know, I was always confident we were going to, you know, get the one run needed off the, you know, second last ball or whatever it was. So, yeah, just trying to stay as calm as you can so you can make clear decisions.
The third last ball, you were pretty close to making contact with it, but just about didn't. And then there was like a kind of just swinging out afterwards, going to make sure that one disappears and I don't think about it. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I was actually a bit annoyed. I didn't hit the previous ball. I kind of tried to read what the bowler was going to do, and he what I thought he was going to do is he didn't. So it kind of, the ball kind of passed me before I kind of reacted. So, I just tried to clear it out of my head and just focus on actually trying to hit the ball. Whatever he bowled to me, just react that way. Luckily, thankfully, you know, I hit it nowhere near a fielder and he kind of ambled through for the single and got the win. So, this was a great feeling to be there at the end is always special when you chase a big score. But it was all set up from Andy and Paul up front with the bat and before that, even with the bowlers, did a great job to get the England wicket.
It's remarkable how the winning total was 329 last night, and it was 329 in Bangalore in 2011. How do these two occasions compare for you personally?
They're both fantastic occasions. You know, I think probably the magnitude of yesterday's win and the team we were playing, and you know, the world champions and that type of thing, and that's been mentioned a lot by the media, and it's been mentioned in our squad sessions as well. They are the best team in the world, you know, and they're the world champions. So to beat them is in their own backyard, and you know, having come off, you know, 5 months rest and lockdown and all that type of stuff, you know. So they're obviously both two huge wins, and you know, it's hard to put into place which is bigger. But certainly at the moment, you know, last night's win is absolutely massive, and you know, that's our last win, so it's probably bigger than Bangalore.
The age profile of this team as well versus the age profile of the team in 2011, and I guess the progress that cricket has made over the last decades, this feels like there was a breakthrough element to 2011. This kind of feels like it's justification for everything, all the investment that's been made, all the careers that have kind of been put into getting Irish cricket to a point where that team could take the field last night and have enough players who felt confident that, we actually might be able to chase down the world champions with this target.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, the first thing you mentioned there is the age of the squad. It's, you know, I'm myself, William Porterfield, who were in the 14 yesterday. We're by far the oldest players in the squad. You throw in Gary Wilson and Boyd Rankin, you know, we're all kind of mid-30s. And, you know, Sterlo's still only 29 or 30. You know, he's still very young. He's hitting the prime of his career. Same with Andy Balverni as well. So, you know, everyone else is early 20s, mid-20s. So, you know, it shows there's a lot of potential in the group. And a win like that, you know, it's going to give everyone confidence to go forward and, you know, try and get better and give everyone belief that, you know, yeah, we are a good team. And I think we need to start telling ourselves that, you know, we've beaten England yesterday, we've beaten Afghanistan in India in their own conditions, and we beat West Indies in January. So we've beaten 3-4 member nations, and, you know, all away from home. So I think we need to start being a bit more respectful to ourselves. You know, we're a good team. We've got excellent players who could score runs against the best teams in the world. And we've got bowlers who can take wickets against the best teams in the world. So hopefully it's a kick for this squad and the younger players to realise that, you know, they're here to take Irish cricket forward and they're all good enough to beat the best teams in the world on their day.
When did you actually think that it was going to end up falling to you? At what point during your teammates batting and both of them knocking centuries were you thinking, actually, hang on a second, this is going to fall nicely for me here?
Yeah, listen, you always have that thought, but you don't want to get too carried away because, you know, with the bowlers they have, you know, a couple of wickets and, you know, quick wickets, and all of a sudden we're behind the kind of eight ball. So I imagine thinking back, you know, kind of probably when we needed 30 or 40 to win, when Andy was still at the wicket. So that's probably, you kind of knew it, he can breathe a little bit easier, but then, you know, he obviously goes and gets out then. So, and then I had to go out and help Harry get over the line. So, yeah, you know, it was never really in my mind that, oh yeah, we're going to do this. Whereas back in 2011, obviously I kind of had a big feeling we were going to win from about when we needed about 100 to win. But over here, you know, I suppose not being in the middle, I couldn't dictate how the game went, So, but once I was in the middle, I knew if I was there at the end, you know, we'd get over the line.
And can you talk to us a little bit about the level of pressure you feel, or like, because you've talked before about being in the zone and seeing the ball, and it's just it seems huge. Last night was different, I guess, because it's the target keeps coming down and down and down, but you know you can do it kind of gently without actually having to reach for stuff. So what's that pressure like, and how do you keep yourself from thinking too far ahead to the next ball and going, okay, well, I know the run rate is... What is that process like for you?
Yeah, it's something that I've kind of done throughout my career. You know, batting in the middle, batting in number 5 and 6, where I've batted most of my career, you do find yourself in, you know, run chases, and you just learn from the experience. You know, it's obviously great coming in the position that we were yesterday, where we only needed maybe 7.5 and over. So, you know, that's only 6 singles and over, and the next over you get a 4, and all of a sudden you're getting the required run rate. So, you know, I just kept telling Harry just relax. You know, we'll get a couple of boundaries, and we'll get, as long as we're scoring off every ball, we get a couple of 4s or the odd 6, you know, we'll get over the line. So the worst thing you can do is kind of panic and try and win the game too early. And that's when you get, you know, a couple of bad overs and a wicket falls and then a new man comes in and there's pressure on the new man. So I knew once myself and Harry were there, we'd get over the line.
In 2011, obviously, Kevin, you're a young man. You're at a different stage of your career at this point. Does that mean you try and take everything in that little bit more, to savour it a little bit more, knowing that these victories are absolutely super special?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly, sitting last night in the change room and just having a beer with the boys afterwards in the hotels, it, you know, obviously feels the same to win, and, you know, obviously very happy to win and to be there at the end. But it was something slightly different, you know, trying not to get too carried away with it. You know, it's obviously a good win and, you know, it's great to beat England, but, you know, we need to do it again. Next time we play, we need to beat Afghanistan, we need to beat West Indies, we need to beat Bangladesh, we need to continue beating these teams to continue pushing Irish cricket forward. So it's a different position where Cricket Ireland is at the moment in terms of 2011. You know, we've got more and more games against the best teams in the world in the World Cricket League qualifying tournament. So we've got to continually put up performances and we have to get better every game. It's not like where we're just playing a one-off game every 3 or 4 months. No, we've got series against the best teams in the world, and we need to continually improve.
Yeah, it feels like the whole organisation is actually set up to take advantage of big victories like this in a way that it was only getting going really a decade ago. So what's next now in terms of the rest of the summer for you guys?
We've got 2 weeks quarantine now when we get home, obviously. So, and then we have our kind of provincial game starts, I think, on the 20th of August or something like that, or 22nd of August. And then we've just got maybe 4 or 5 weeks of that provincial series, and then it's the season's finished. So our next game officially isn't until January. I think we play Afghanistan over in India, if we can get over there, I imagine.
Okay. 2 weeks in quarantine after a victory like that sounds like it's much more crack than 2 weeks in quarantine after a defeat.
Yeah, well, for me, it would be pretty similar. You know, two kids and a wife, you know, they kind of haven't seen them for 4 weeks or so. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting home now. You know, it's great being on tour with the lads and playing games, but, you know, there's nothing better than, you know, coming home and spending time with family. So, yeah, it's going to be a quiet 2 weeks for me. You know, try and do some fitness while I'm there, and then just get ready for the individual series.
Well, enjoy, Kevin. It's a sensational victory, and absolutely congratulations from everybody here to you guys. Well done.
Thanks a million. Cheers.
It's Kevin O'Brien, one of the Ireland heroes last night, who helped to thrash England in cricket. I've been able to say that once before in my entire life, so let's keep saying it, Owen, I think. That's the lesson here, right?
Oh, without question, absolutely. And the added sweetness as well of being involved in a series and getting one over them at the very end. And then also the fact that it's England as well just adds up to a brilliant situation. And you can clearly hear from what he's saying there that there's a quiet confidence that Ireland is in a great place to take this to the next level now in a way that potentially they weren't as well set in 2011.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.